Distinguished delegates, I would like to declare open the 2024 meeting of states parties to the Convention on the Prohibition, Development, Production, Stockpiling of Biological and Toxin Weapons and on their destruction. This is a public meeting being held in an in-person format in accordance with the regular practice under the convention. It is also being live streamed on UN Web TV. As you will all be aware, in contrast to previous years, it has not been possible to identify a chairperson for this meeting until today. In line with the usual rotation among regional groups under the Biological Weapons Convention, this meeting of states parties should have been chaired by a representative from the Eastern European group. However, on 22 October 2024, Turkmenistan, as the coordinator of the Eastern European group, informed the Implementation Support Unit that the group had decided not to present a nominee for the chairperson of the 2024 meeting of states parties. In accordance with the usual rotation, the Implementation Support Unit then approached the Western group. However, on 26 November 2024, Australia, as the coordinator of the Western Group, informed the Implementation Support Unit that the group was not in a position to nominate a chairperson for the 2024 meeting of states parties. The Implementation Support Unit then approached the group of non-aligned movement and other state parties to the Biological Weapons Convention. However, on 13 December 2024, Uganda, as the coordinator of the group of the non-aligned movement and other state parties to the BWC, also informed the ISU that the group was not in a position to present a nominee for the chairperson of the 2024 meeting of states parties. Despite several rounds of consultations, there is still no candidate to serve as chairperson of this meeting. Identifying someone to chair the meeting is important, given that it is necessary to decide upon the dates for the BWC meetings of 2025, in order to confirm the reservations of suitable conference rooms within the United Nations office in Geneva. I would therefore suggest suspending this meeting for additional informal consultations with a view to urgently identify a candidate to chair the meeting. The meeting is suspended.